If any of us study history, we know that those who in some way celebrated the first Thanksgiving were from Europe, including what is now Great Britain or the United Kingdom, Spain, and also good people from Central, if not what was then South America. Ironically, there weren't any Americans at the first Thanksgiving. It's interesting to think that way, isn't it? That is what becomes such an American thing, giving thanks to God with five stomachfuls of food on your plate. That Americans weren't known for starting such a great feast on this day. And as educated or as uneducated as they were amazing philosophers. Amazing. And yeah, we have the idea in our heads of Indians kind of scantily clad. You have the British men dressed well with white wigs. We have the idea of the Mayflower and what the first Thanksgiving looked like. And very different people founded and initiated the country we call the United States of America. This is just a matter of history. And like I said, some were educated and some weren't. What they got right, among many things, was the idea of who God is and how we approach him. And it's not a matter of faith. It's a matter of reason and truth. It's not a matter of faith that God exists. It's true that he exists, and the many other things we believe about him, we do in faith. But it is absolutely true that God exists. But how do we approach this man we give thanks to today? You see, the first settlers approached God as God. We thank him for what he's done to us and what he will do for us. We don't thank him for changing his mind so that he can do what we want him to do. And man, how easy is it for the most devout among you and for me as a priest to approach God and think, I don't like what he's doing right now, so I'm going to pray to him so that he changes his mind. We do that all the time, as if like he gets it wrong. He doesn't get it wrong. He gets it right all the time. God bats 1,000. He never fails. But we do. And as simple as it is, we horse this up constantly in prayer. We, in our brilliance and in our pride, men or women, young or old, go to him and we pray that he blesses this great idea or wish of ours. Without ever asking him, what does he think? Or what are you going to do? It's always about us. But God doesn't work that way. We don't change God's mind with some pious prayers. We don't come to the Sunday Mass or to Thanksgiving Mass and give him our wishes and hope that he blesses them. That's not prayer. Prayer is revealing our hearts to him, and then he reveals his hearts to us. But God is unchangeable and immutable. And that's the philosophy. That's not that abstract. It's actually very practical. It's very concrete. That's the philosophy that the people who founded our country and who initiated Thanksgiving, that's how they approached God. Because they experienced, unlike you and me, they experienced what it was like to be given a whole new world, a whole new lifestyle, and to appreciate the gift of life. We do a lot of things well in America, but perhaps one thing that we don't do so well is philosophy. And especially as Catholics, we kind of approach God, and we have this great idea in our head or in our heart. We're displeased about that with our family. We don't like that about our spouse. Our children are doing this that's not good. And we go to God, and we hope that he changes his mind on this one thing. And he's looking down at us like, I don't change my mind. You need to change yours. And I will give you the grace to change your mind. But that is the basic difference when we approach God as believers in his love. So the question is, do we approach God with our own ideas of what the life should be like, how the world should go, who should be the president, and then hope that he changes his mind? He hopes that he changes the whole course of history for my own needs. Or do we approach God recognizing that he is well ahead of us, and we ask him to change our minds, to change our hearts, so that whatever happens, we can take it in stride and in faith and end our days in joy? That is the mark of a saint. Not who was really good at convincing God, like a lawyer, that if I can persuade him to this argument, he'll do what I tell him to do. That's rather condescending towards God. Rather, if we go into prayer in faith and we ask God to change our hearts and our minds so that our faith and our love for him can deepen, then our hearts will be thankful for whatever God gives to us on this earth. Friends, today is a great day. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. But we must remember, what is it that we're thankful for? Is it for the ways we've changed God's mind? We're thankful for the ways life has worked out for our benefit? It seems rather selfish. Or are we thankful for all those tough times in our lives? You and I all have them. All those very tragic and depressing times where we absolutely needed God not to change his mind, but for him to change our minds. When that happens, we're one step closer to heaven. And usually what follows that step is a step of gratitude and thanksgiving.